It's been 5 years since the Great Recession officially rattled the nation's financial markets. The fallout for banks was a roller coaster that started with a big free fall before a slow and steady climb back to normal, whatever normal may be defined as these days. Recently, Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business and Politics discussed the state of the state's lending environment with three bankers: Carol Pinnick of Delta Trust and Bank, Frank Scott with First Security Bank, and Paula Jean with Arvest Bank.
I want a picture of what it's like out there on the streets right now, and what in terms of how robust or not robust commercial lending activity is, particularly in what you've seen in the past few years. How would you describe where we're at now?
Well, I'd say now we have recovered some. You know, it's not like it was. You know, I used to be scared of the word spec home loans, but yet now I actually have made a couple of spec home loans this year, so we're actually starting to get back in that business. And I see a little more demand like that, but yet people are willing to borrow money now that might not have 18 months ago. So yeah. I think it's better.
Where does demand, Paul, I'll come to you, where does demand kind of stand in terms of your perspective versus what you've seen over the last couple of years? Is it up as well for you?
Yes, it's rising. In fact, particularly in the areas of commercial construction, renovation, and single family housing, we're seeing increases in demand in those areas.
And Frank, you've talked a lot. I think when I asked you for some comment on this for a magazine article where they did, you also mentioned some of those same kind of projects that Paula did, but you also had a heck of a lot more in terms of that. So, I mean, why do you think it's so robust? I mean, why do you think there's such a variety of it? Why is it not a little bit more specified?
Well, I think everyone's seeing a steady stream of flow, of deal flow, and it's from everything you can imagine, whether it's residential home construction, whether it's owner-occupied deals. There are also a lot of multifamily deals. You can just look right out here, in particularly Little Rock on Main Street, all the different things that are going on there with that revitalization. So I think everyone's seeing brighter days right now, and we're all excited about it in the banking community.
Is it pent-up demand? I mean, was this something that was just cobbled up over the last couple of years, or is it there's an economic recovery, it's picked up enough pace now, there's enough people feeling comfortable enough and not so cautious with their money that they feel like...
I think you're exactly right. I think people now are not as cautious. There was a oversupply of certain product that we had financed. Some of that's been absorbed, some of the banks have absorbed it themselves, and now it's back to, let's go back to something that works financially.
What does it mean for you guys in terms of paperwork and just the additional regulation that you're having to deal with now? Is that too cumbersome? Is it killing some deals?
Well, our underwriting standards have been traditionally very conservative, so we've not really experienced any changes as a result of that. So that's good.
Yeah, Frank, from your perspective, you're a little newer in the business, a little greener.
Well, I'll definitely say that there has been some increased paperwork due to the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform Act. It definitely poses some issues as how we relate to our customers. And from a technical standpoint, it actually hurts customer service. However, we as bankers want to make sure that we do all that we can for our customer service, for our customers, so they don't see that. So we try to make it as seamless as possible. So
question for all three of you on this one. Are y'all all stealing each other's business, or is it, or is there enough new stuff to go around? I want to go to you first, Paula.
Well, there's definitely a higher competition out there among the banks, but the good news is for Arkansas business owners is they get more favorable loan terms as a result of our competing with each other. So,
Frankie, are you taking candy from babies? Is this what this comes down to?
Well, I try not to dive into any type of thievery and things of that nature. But it's all about customer service and how you deal with the relationship. So if you build good relationships, you may take one from a competitor every now and then, but that's okay.
Yeah, Carol?
I think you're right. I think when Wall Street Journal Prime's been the same for 5 to 6 years, all you can sell is customer service.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right, Frank, you also wrote, too, in your comments for our magazine article on the commercial lending environment out there, despite what one may hear, the media report banks are lending money. Are you accusing me of not saying that banks aren't lending money?
I'm just talking about those big national media folks.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, is there an advantage for you guys being more locally owned, a community bank, a smaller bank versus, and not to single them out, but I mean a Bank of America, a Regions Bank, some of these bigger broader banks, does it help you guys out being more?
I'll touch on that. I think really when you're a true community bank, you understand your community, you understand your customer, and you're able to do different things that a big bank won't be able to do. Sometimes a big bank may look at certain customers as truly as account numbers, but we got to walk into the grocery stores and deal with these people each and every day. So you want to make sure that you give the best service because you've built a great relationship. And if you do that, overall, you're just going to help out the community.
Well, now, and I don't want to hear from my friends at Bank of American Regions, too, but I mean, they know the customers, too.
They know the customers, though, too.
Yeah, but it seems like a community bank, local banks tend to be able to customize their products to fit their community, where a lot of the bigger banks, they're told a policy procedure, here's a box, if it fits in the box, we can do it, and we can do it all day long, but if it doesn't fit in their box, go down the street. Where we community banks, we know what somebody wants, and we sometimes will modify the terms, the structure, just to try to get the deal.
That was Roby Brock from our content partner, Talk Business and Politics, speaking with Carol Pinnock of Delta Trust and Bank, Frank Scott with First Security Bank, and Paula Jean with Arvest Bank. Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, challenging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com.
And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. Coal, oil, natural gas, hydropower, and renewables. More at AECC.com. And the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. More at ArkansasStateChamber.com.